Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan is receiving dozens of endorsements for the U.S. Senate, including Attorney General Keith Ellison. Flanagan is running for the 2026 open seat that Senator Tina Smith is leaving behind. Ellison says Congress needs leaders in Washington who have the guts to stand up and fight, and Flanagan has never backed down from a fight. Governor Tim Walz says he won't endorse a candidate at this time, but may after the primary. Governor Walz has declared today as Transgender Day of Visibility across Minnesota. The day has been recognized on the international level since 2009. The governor says as scary as threats are from Washington, it's time to stand up for transgender rights.
I'm grateful you would put your own personal safety at risk in some cases to stand up for those who don't have that voice. And those of us who have a platform and have some authority and have some power to make a difference, now is the time to stand up.
After the rally in the rotunda, supporters moved to the steps of the Capitol for a morning filled with musical performances. House leaders have introduced their budget targets as a compromise between Democrats and Republicans. The agreement calls for $1.16 billion reduction in general fund spending. Speaker Melissa Hortman says the plan doesn't include touching taxes.
The House Senate governor had a similar appetite for cuts. Nobody likes them. But the Senate and the governor were willing to do the difficult political act of putting revenue on the table. And the House in this tied situation were not willing to either cut taxes or increase taxes.
The budget targets now head to committees so they can start working on budget bills. And officials with the Minnesota Board of Animal Health are reminding people not to consume raw milk after bird flu was recently detected in a sample. State vet Brian Hafes says you should also avoid feeding it to your pets.
This is a virus that has been very devastating to cats. Cats have proven to be very susceptible to the virus, and it actually ends up being quite deadly in them. We saw this a couple of cases last summer in Minnesota, but across the country, a lot of reports of cats succumbing to this virus.
Hafes says farm cats love to drink raw milk, which creates a perfect storm for infection. Retail milk is believed to be safe because it has been pasteurized to kill bacteria and viruses like avian influenza. This is MNN. A man from West Central Minnesota has been charged with conspiracy to sell meth. The U.S. Attorney's Office reports that 58-year-old Lance Wayne Anderson engaged in drug activities in and around Minnesota, specifically in Wilkin County. Anderson made his initial court appearance in federal court in Duluth. Minnesotans can help the State Department of Natural Resources better track bears. Bear Project leader Andy Try says the DNR is looking to update their bear range maps.
We know bear range has expanded. We're most interested in figuring out where bears live now. So we have a website and we have a little map people can click on. You can see where other bears in the area have been seen thus far, and that'll help us update our database and develop new range maps.
More info is available on the DNR's website. And a second University of Minnesota student has been detained by ICE. Minnesota State University of Mankato President Edward Inch announced today the arrest happened Friday at an off-campus residence. Inch says the circumstances behind it are unknown, and ICE has shared no details with the university. The student is an international graduate at the Carlson School of Management.